At 43, once a month, we like to sit down and chat with Dr. Michael Isaac about all things health. He is joining us this morning. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about whooping cough. And I was just asking you off air if there was a breakout out in the south of the province.
Yeah. So we've seen a lot more whooping cough than we've seen in past years in First Nations communities in Manitoba. So we want to make sure we get the word out. Usually we have between kind of 0 and 5 cases a year. And this year we're up to close to 50. But it's something that's a little bit new. We haven't seen it a lot in our communities in Manitoba, and we really want people to know that it's out there and make sure they do all that they can, including getting vaccinated.
All right, so I was talking earlier with Davey about whooping cough, and he didn't know this was a thing. So for those out there that might not know about whooping cough, what exactly is it?
Yeah, it's a bacteria, and it's a bacteria that gets into your airways, like your lungs, and it can really make you cough. So, typically you would have been into contact with somebody that had a whooping cough, and they cough or sneeze, and some of the droplets from their sneezing or cough gets into your mouth or eyes or on your hands, and you get it. It starts almost like a common cold, so runny nose, maybe a low-grade fever, and then after about 2 weeks, the cough starts, and it can be really severe. So you get what we call the paroxysms of cough, where you cough to the point where you almost lose your breath. Mm-hmm. And some people will actually, throw up or vomit after they have a coughing episode. So that's one sign that it might be whooping cough. And, for most people, you'll get through it. It can last a long time, 2 or 3 months for people, but you'll get through it if you're an adult or an older child. But the younger children, especially the infants who aren't protected yet, they can really get severe disease and end up in hospital, and it can even cause death. Wow. So it can be quite serious.
When we're talking about this coughing here, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's too much different than just a regular cough. This is just more coughing and more rough coughing? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that's a really good way to put it, Davey. The coughing often is more severe than you would get with like a regular viral illness. One of the key symptoms is honing in on that coughing, and it's coughing to the point where you lose your breath. For the really young infants, they might actually get a little bit blue after they cough just because they're not getting enough air. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's one of the key differences. But we're lucky that we have a great way to prevent it. We have a vaccine. And if we vaccinate pregnant moms, and if we all get a vaccination in adulthood, we can reduce the risk for the really young infants and protect them. We call it cocooning. We build a cocoon of immunity through vaccination to try and protect the baby.
And let me ask you, will whooping cough go away on its own, or is there treatment? I mean, we're vaccinating so we don't get it, but what if we do get it?
Yes, and there is a treatment. So we do have antibiotics that we can use to treat whooping cough, which is a good reason to get tested. If you think that you might have whooping cough, it's a swab. It's the same or very similar to a swab that you would get, for a COVID infection. So send that swab away, and if it's positive, you're very likely to be eligible for antibiotics. And even some people in your household, even if they're not sick, but they're a vulnerable person, they can get antibiotics too to try and prevent them from getting really sick. So it is good to get tested.
Now, say I'm at home with my kid, and my kid starts coughing, has one of these coughing spells, and she starts to turn red and blue and vomit. Is that the situation where you need to go to see an emergency doctor, or is that just a regular book a doctor and do it a little down the line?
Yeah, great question. For most people, you know, you can book in with your regular clinic, with your family physician, nurse practitioner, primary care provider, and that will be sufficient. Obviously, if there are signs that you have a really bad lung infection, like a really high fever, for the really young infants, if they're not eating or drinking, if they're not peeing, or if they if their lips are kind of always blue, then for sure you need to get more urgent medical attention. So it can be hard to know sometimes. I think the, you know, have a low threshold for seeking care if you think that there's something wrong.
And what about if it goes untreated? I mean, a lot of times you have a cough and it can be bad, but people are like, oh, it's not nothing.
Yeah.
There's no need to go get, especially adults, no need to go get treated. Can anything happen from there, or it will just go away on its own?
Yeah, another really good question. It will eventually, for most people, just go away on its own. So, but it can take a long time. So some people call it the 60-day cough. So you can be coughing for months and months. But it's not like TB, where it goes to sleep in your body and it can come back later. This is something that usually just goes away on its own. But again, for some people, including the really, really young infants and babies, it can cause that severe illness. So it won't just kind of be a cough and then go away and everything's okay. The really young babies and people who are immunocompromised or don't have a good immune system, they can end up in hospital and they can get really, really sick. So again, it's a great, we're lucky that we actually have a way to prevent this. So if you don't know your vaccine status, please look into that. Your family physician or nurse practitioner or public health nurse can help you with that, and please get vaccinated.
Dr. Isaac, my last question here for you here is that with that shot, is that something we have to ask for, or is that something they give us automatic?
It should be reviewed automatically when you go to your family physician, nurse practitioner, or public health nurse. I would bring it up, okay? Because sometimes things get missed, people get busy. You may be in there for a different reason, you know, in the clinic, and just might not get checked. So I would bring it up and ask if you are up to date for whooping cough, and they will look. There's a system to find out, and if you need it, you'll get a dose. It's just one shot in the arm.
Thank you so much, Dr. Isaac, for all of your information, and we look forward again to chatting again next month.
Thank you so much. Great to chat, Jordan and Davey. Had an awesome day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. NCIFM.